Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Oh my. Look, Lee, I can't help it. It's a guilty pleasure.
What is it now?
Yeah, I'm drawn to the plight of stupid people who so often make the news.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't waste my time reading this stuff, but I can't help it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Montana woman, 36, new to hunting.
Oh, no.
I had to wonder if she was a liberal, but anyway, whatever. New to hunting, she goes off looking. She's looking for a, you know, black bear.
Right.
Okay. When she encounters, she is set upon by a vicious wolf. Well, fortunately, she had a gun with her and managed to shoot the wolf. Right.
Good. That's okay. A good thing.
Yeah. And then, using only YouTube videos, she skinned it. She's having it made into a rug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she put the whole story online about how she was able to, you know, shoot and kill the vicious wolf that she mm-hmm. encountered. And
self-defense, I put.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And so she puts the picture up, not noticing there's something very, very wrong with the picture of the skinned wolf.
Okay.
And people on social media immediately began to point out to her after she killed it in Flathead National Forest in Doris Creek.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a wolf.
Well, let me guess. She shot a dog?
Yeah, she shot and skinned a dog.
Okay. That's a bit of a problem.
Yeah, and never caught her mistake. Anyway. Yes, the husky that she killed.
Gosh. I like huskies.
Yeah, I know, too. One of 10 abandoned by owners in the woods.
Yeah. Well, shame on them for abandoning dogs in the woods.
And then I
can sort of see how you could think of that a husky was a wolf, because there are some similarities there.
Yeah, but...
But I've never known huskies to be that aggressive, but anyway.
Anyway, she's now facing the wrath of thousands on social media after she proudly displayed the carcass of the dog she killed and skinned on social media. And the way she displayed it in the back of her truck, she cut the skin off herself, you know, in the head, like, so it looks like one of those throw carpets.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's very proud of...
I'm sorry, I don't think this woman is that new to hunting. That may be the excuse, but, you know, I just can't see this happening just because you watched some YouTube videos.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you'd also have to have some pretty good, big, sharp knives, too. And I don't know anything about skinning animals. I've never done that. I've watched cattle being slaughtered, and I've seen what they've done there. And, you know, that's not those that have a – not something for those who have a – can quickly have an upset stomach over something that's kind of raunchy looking.
Yeah. Well.
And I would assume the same thing would hold true for skinning of the dearly departed husky.
Anyway, idiot. Let's move on.
Yes, let's do.
Something
that you don't want to be hearing about in the Hardee's drive-thru.
Crazy people out there. I guess that's the theme this morning. Did you hear this? This is a good news. Dearborn, Michigan couldn't get any bluer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the FBI is going to do. I mean, they can't raid all these people for criticizing the Democrat Party. 800 enraged parents held a rally over the weekend. Listen to this. Jews, Christians, and Muslims, Democrats, independents, and conservatives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are enraged at the liberal school board. Now, so far, the FBI has not rounded them up. I don't know if they've been labeled as domestic terrorists yet for peacefully criticizing Democrats who serve as school board members, although that has happened in the past in places like Virginia. I mean, it literally did happen. They got caught doing it. They literally labeled them with counterterrorism, domestic terror labels and surveilled them. But I don't know about these places. It's going to take a big FBI crew to get them all. But what they're mad about is that the school system has porn, actual graphic porn in the library, and refuses to cooperate with parents who want to borrow their children from checking it out, refuses to cooperate with parents who do not want their children gender transitioned at schools. So this has caused, because, the teachers know better, right? The left always knows better. So this has caused, for the first time, the left, the right, the middle, Muslims, Christians, and Jewish leaders to come together in protest, 800 of them, and they are pissed. So, that's not a good sign for the left going forward. There's only 19,000 FBI agents. There's only so many domestic terrorism investigations they can do to shut these people up. The left might actually have to debate this point. I don't know. But when you see that happening, Lee, in Dearborn, Michigan, you don't get much bluer than that.
That's a pretty liberal area. And if you can unite the Christians, Jews, and Muslims over a particular issue, you've got a problem.
Yeah, it's a big one. Yeah, speaking of having a problem, you're going to hear more stories about this. This is very interesting what's happening. California has become they just passed a bill there that would make California a transgender sanctuary state, where if you want to chemically or literally physically castrate your child under the age of 18, under the banner of gender affirming care, you can do that. And the way the bill is written is that if you can get your kid over the California state line, the court rulings in other states are nullified. The laws in other states saying you can't chemically castrate a child, they are too young to consent, are nullified.
They won't consider that transport then human trafficking like they try to accuse the Texas governor of then.
Well, no. If you're a liberal, you never can be guilty of that.
Of course not.
Right. So we're watching the first court battle over it. There's a Texas father named Jeff Younger. His son is 10, and the mom wants to start chemically castrating him, giving him hormones that will keep him from going through puberty. And they're fighting now. She wants to get him to California, and he wants the son to stay in Texas where he'll be protected because he's only 10 and he can't consent, right?
Right.
And can you imagine if I came on the show and said, you know what, I think I would really like to let my 10-year-old, I have a 10-year-old, get a tattoo. What would you think of me? But he really wants it, Lee.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't know what he wants. He's 10. He had a freaking clue what he wants.
Yeah.
It's scary enough, the idea of giving him a license at 16. That is terrifying.
True, yeah.
But 10, you can't consent to anything at 10. I don't care what it is. Tattoo, chemical castration, that's what they said. Do you realize this is the same drug cocktail? I've been meaning to get to this. I have this article here. You know that for a long time we chemically castrated rapists?
Yes.
Until the ACLU went to court to stop it.
Interesting.
Right?
That's ironic.
This is rich, right?
Yeah.
It is the same exact chemical cocktail they give to kids to stop puberty. And the ACLU is cool if I, they're totally fine with that. It's too harsh for rapists, but it's good enough for a 10-year-old who's not old enough to consent. Anyway, if you can get your 10-year-old over the state line of California, you can do this. And so right now, this judge, this father, Jeff Younger, who is in Texas, is fighting a liberal Democrat who's sitting on the bench as a judge in the Texas 301st District Court, who ruled that Younger's ex-wife can move James and the twin brother, Jude, anywhere in the continental United States. She's going to California so that he will have no rights in terms of the transition. And she's doing it. She's been very honest about this because she wants to chemically castrate him the way that we used to do to rapists, except the ACLU objects when we do it to rapists, but not children.
Somehow I get the feeling that this judge would rule differently if this child were wanting to, if the mother was wanting to take the child to a military school or maybe a private religious school.
I bet you that's what would happen.
probably be a little bit different ruling. Oh no, you can't do that. You can't have indoctrination. We're not going to promote indoctrination of this child. No. We're not going to allow that.
So this is going to become a thing. You are going to watch parents flee to California so that they can start the hormone cocktail. Which, yeah. By the way, Health and Human Services Department got this right here on Twitter. I'll retweet it if you want to see it. This is from their website, and it lists the different kinds of gender-affirming treatments under puberty blockers, which is what this is. They list the effects of puberty blockers. So this is Joe Biden's Health and Human Services Department. Take it up with them, not me. List puberty blockers as a partially reversible treatment. Partially reversible treatment.
Mm.
For a 10-year-old.
Yeah. You got a better chance of removing that 10-year-old's tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be a partially removable tattoo, right? Yeah. But we can't do that, man, because he can't consent. So this is going to be a big story going on. I mean, just because California is doing this. Not to rapists, but to 10-year-olds.
Terrorists want it. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.